Thanks for joining us for the executive series today. I'm joined by Sanjay Ayer, who is the portfolio manager at WCM Investment Management, who are also the asset managers for the Contango Global Growth Fund. Sanjay, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be here, Tom.
Now, WCM is an interesting organization for one particular reason, because of the attention that you pay to the cultural values of an organization, not only your own, but also the ones that you invest in.
Absolutely. That's a big cornerstone of what we do. Internally, we have a chief culture officer, because we believe culture is so important to growing an organization. And so we took that intuition, if culture is important internally, it probably should be something we look at in the companies we invest in. So over the years, we've built a framework for kind of analyzing corporate culture. I think a lot of managers maybe focus on management quality. We think management's important, but I think what's even more important for the long term is that DNA of the company, kind of how are employees acting when no one's looking, kind of what's behind the scenes. And you know, it's difficult as an outsider to know exactly kind of what's going on, but we've kind of developed various kind of strategies and a framework to kind of get behind that, ask the right questions, interview certain people to tease out kind of what makes that company tick.
So obviously that requires a little bit of on-the-ground research, mm-hmm. kicking the tires. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you turn up to a place and you walk through the door? What are the sort of things you look for?
You know, you're looking for the vibe, right? It's the thing about culture is it's fuzzy, it's unquantifiable. So it's more, there's a touchy-feely element to there. But you want to see our employees engage. How are people acting? When something, you know, when someone makes an off-color statement, how do people react? And then we're talking to management teams. We have a set of 10 questions we use to kind of tease out a company's culture. You know, things like, what's the toughest thing for new hires to get used to, as opposed to just coming in and saying, tell us about your culture. So we have multiple ways of getting at it. There's no silver bullet, but we're basically looking for many different sources and seeing if everyone's roughly saying the same thing.
Indeed. So when you look at the investment universe that you focus on, prices have gone up quite a bit in recent times. You could regard them as being quite expensive in PE terms.
Sure.
Does that concern you?
Look, I think we look at the market over the last better half of a decade, and it's been a one-way market. The same playbook has worked time and again, and I think we're starting to see certain dislocations in the market. To your point about valuation, I think certain pockets of the market are looking pretty exuberant. So the nice thing about being an active manager with 30 to 40 securities is you can pivot, you can be nimble. So we are making changes in the portfolio to reduce exposure to maybe some of the more frothy parts of the market. We're still finding plenty of opportunities elsewhere.
The political landscape in the United States has become quite an interesting thing to navigate over the course of the last 12 months. Has that played a part in the way that you look at things?
You know, we really are not terribly macro-focused. We think it's incredibly hard to predict the macro. There's a multiple series of things you need to get right. You know, what's going to happen? What's the timing? You know, what's going to be the impact? And how is the market going to react to that impact? And we think the chance of getting all those right is hard. You know, not to mention we're big believers. You know, if it's in the newspapers, it's probably in the stock price. So we'd like to focus bottom up on the companies and let the companies navigate the ups and downs of the macro for us.
Indeed. So speaking to the volatility of the markets at the moment, tech stocks have really been at the heart of that. And you've actually been blessed with some good timing, because you've been rotating out of tech stocks into healthcare recently. What's informed that move?
Look, I mean, we have a contrarian mindset internally, and I think we're at a point in time where everyone loves these tech stocks, the who's who, the FANG, and we like these businesses. We've owned them in the past and done quite well, but, you know, when we had a varying perception, I think we saw something the consensus didn't 3-4 years ago. I think the consensus has largely caught up to our view, and so when we see that, when everyone's focused on a few companies, the best opportunities are probably elsewhere. So we've been paring back that exposure, as you mentioned, quite significantly, and redeploying to areas such as healthcare.
Indeed, healthcare is a pretty broad universe. Is there any part of it in particular that you've been liking?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, we don't invest too much in drug companies, because we think they're kind of binary bets. You have to get, is the drug going to get approved or not? But we see strong, long-running themes in healthcare as far as, you know, biologics growth, life sciences growth. So we like to play it in we call it a picks and shovels approach. We see the theme, who is going to be supplying to all the companies, so we can benefit from that.
Are there any names that have been standing out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty excited across the portfolio. I mean, a name like a Costco is a name that you guys have Amazon, you know, coming in here and creating a lot of, at least angst. We see it in the U.S. as well. There's a whole kind of death of retail sentiment, and we think that's overdone. You know, we think there's going to be plenty of winners in retail. And Costco kind of fits our process to a T, a great business model, a great culture, and frankly, a great brand. You know, I don't think many people know Costco will be the leading seller for automobiles in the U.S. In a few years. So it's a brand that's...
Are they going to be electric cars, Sanjay?
Maybe. You never know. They have so much customer goodwill that they can do a lot of different things and kind of keep that growth going.
And Dave, what about in the healthcare space? Are there any names that stand out?
Yeah, I think within healthcare, we invest in a company called Cooper. They make contact lenses. We like that consumer health mix, right? Because you can build a strong brand, but then you have the barriers to entry of healthcare companies. It's quite capital intensive. So that's when you think about all of us, we're using devices more and more. I think vision correction is only going to grow, especially in areas like Asia. And Cooper is kind of the leading company in that space.
Sanjay, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.